This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are trailblazing.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Whether it's defending private property, the family, the Second Amendment, sovereignty, health information, we're about empowering people. And the biggest thing we can do is drink filtered water, get the nutrients we need, exercise, and then love our families, love our neighbors, and build a better world and engage in independent free market activities and vote with our dollars to support folks that promote freedom. We do that, we can beat the globalists. Dr. Joel Wallach, I've been running over you. You've got the floor for the rest of this short segment and a little bit into the next. Please continue with your breakdown of Angelina Jolie, because her mother had cancer and the rest of it. First it's her breast, then her ovaries. That's what I said last year when she had her breast removed. Will she remove all sexual tissue next? I mean, it's just tough because, you know, that's where she has the, quote, predisposition. I mean, what should she do instead of removing her ovaries?
Well, there's two things that cause cancer, Alex. Number one is that people eat the bad stuff that create and initiate and stimulate the genesis or the cause of cancer. And then they eat bad things that drive it faster. And they don't take the 90 cents of nutrients, which will support their immune system to protect them from cancer. For instance, there's a wonderful study that came out in 1998 by the University of South Carolina. Big study. And all they did was look at the way that women cooked their food. And women who ate their meat cooked well done, just very well done, where the fat was burnt and crunchy, and it's tasty, people like that, it increased the risk of breast cancer by 462%. If they cooked their meat medium rare, it reduced the risk of breast cancer by 462%. And then when you look at supplementation with certain minerals, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, who's one of the third authors of the book, Epigenetics, a great guy. He discovered the essentiality of mineral selenium, and he did a wonderful study on selenium and breast cancer. And he came out and said, "Hey, all cancers, you can reduce your risk of prostate cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer by 82% by supplementing with 200 micrograms of selenium every day." And so, between supplementing with antioxidants, things like resveratrol, quercetin, turmeric, vitamin C, vitamin A, beta carotene, and then you throw in minerals like gallium to prevent brain cancer. Enormous numbers of studies in England that had very large amounts of brain cancer in children. They supplemented the pregnant women with gallium, and they didn't get brain cancer in the kids anymore. Big stuff, and all this is in the book Epigenetics. And so all these things where they form these groups where they raise money for the research to find the gene. That's absolutely fraudulent stuff because there's not a single gene that actually causes any disease. The genes are a potential for health up to 200, maybe beyond 200 years. You give your genes, your DNA, your RNA, and your telomeres, little end caps in your chromosomes, everything they need, the 90 cents of nutrients, you're going to maximize your genetic potential for longevity and for health and fending off disease. But if you live on these diet drinks and eat a lot of sugar and eat a lot of fried foods, that's why there's no pastors who tend to be very religious or truthfully very religious people. They love God. And they all die in their 60s, 70s, and 80s because they love them so much, give them fried chicken after church every Sunday. And that's what kills them. And if they would avoid the fried chicken and take the Alex pack every day, we'd have pastors living to be beyond 100, which is the way it's supposed to be. It's just that simple. In the animal industry, we've eliminated 900 different diseases using these 90 essential nutrients that still plague people. In 2012, there was a wonderful study in food chemistry, a very well-respected scientific journal, where they normally look at the nutritional value of our foods plus the pollutant loads in foods. I read it every month. And that particular issue, April 16, 2012, they said commercially available baby foods like Similac, things like Gerber's, Enfamil, others, have less than 20% of the required minerals and vitamins for kids. Well, that's why our kids are going to die before us. Our
and
children,
that's why their IQs are dropping and why they're so stupid and why the cancer is exploding. And
that's
all
right.
The studies you mentioned are in the book. They've been all over the news that if you burn your meat, it's going to give you colon cancer, breast cancer. But people just don't want to listen. Everybody should go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the book Epigenetics. Everyone should go to InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, and sign up to be distributors and get 30% off. I mean, this is just a no-brainer. I got a few final questions, Dr. Wallach and Gerald Celente.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Every time
baby,
I hear this song, one of those voices is so beautiful, it's like angels.
In a hurry, you don't have to worry. Oh, baby.
Folks, to keep me from trying to get to you and warn you about what the globalists are doing, the people perish for lack of knowledge. We are gaining the knowledge to counter their globalist operations. In fact, crank it up for a minute. I got to listen to this. Major operation reaching upwards of 20 million people a week now. We've got the globalist, Obama, the White House, Army Times countering us, Bloomberg. We're being attacked every day. It's wonderful. Praise God. Because we are having a massive effect telling the truth. Coming up after our guest leaves us, CNN reporter bowls to raise money for abortion, sparking outrage. She's mocking critics who call bowling for abortions disgusting. Yeah, the archetype is knocking those babies down.
God's going to cut you down. Don't you worry, scum. Continuing, Angelina Jolie has ovaries removed. We were talking about that. Army and MSN launched disinfo stop against American people. That's up on Infowars.com. It's in the Army Times, Stars and Stripes, foreign newspapers. And coming up, Gerald Celente, law lets IRS seize accounts on suspicion, no crime reported, required. That's the New York Times. Here's our story up on DrudgeReport.com. Feds urge banks to call cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more. We'll give you details of that coming up. And we've got the clip of the whole Sharia law stuff up in a suburb of Dallas. That's coming up as well. Gerald Celente, to cover the waterfront, joining us. Putting bookends on this with Dr. Joel Wallach, who is the best-selling author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com and Epigenetics. Everybody should read Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease and Transmission. Everyone needs to know that genetics loads the gun, environment pulls the trigger. And that it's not, oh, everybody's getting cancer because we got bad genes. You got the same genes as your grandparents. Your grandparents' day, there was not cancer in children. Didn't exist. It was like finding a lucky leprechaun riding a unicorn for doctors to go study it. Now it is pandemic, epidemic everywhere. You can't throw a dart and not hit some kid with cancer. And Dr. Joel Wallach has been breaking it down from his zoological studies as a top government veterinarian when he discovered this in animals. And then he went off and got degrees and the rest of it to be working on humans. And he, of course, has hundreds of millions of copies of his books and CDs are out there. He's made a major effect. And if he just joined us, his organization the last 30 years has sued. We've had his lawyers on. They're rated as the top lawyers that go after the FDA 8 times. You want to know who's helped in Congress save the supplement industry and save medical choices and save your rights to get to herbs? Dr. Wallach Longevity. That's another reason to shop at InfoWarsHealth.com. Because you're supporting my broadcast, you're supporting their organization, you get 30% off the retail that's listed there when you sign up to be a distributor, you can get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're supporting on every front Victory. So thank you all for your support. Dr. Wallach, you got 2 or 3 minutes. I know you got to go. Put bookends on what we're talking about here and what we're dealing with. And as you said, we've got to take over. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to change our lives, change other people's lives. We've got to demonstrate, as we're doing, the truth with simple things like if you eat processed meat or heavily cooked meat, as you said, 500%+ increase in breast cancer or colon cancer, major studies. That is just, we're going to continue to put that information out to people. Doesn't matter what the government says.
We appreciate you for that, Alex. You're definitely the warrior that's going to get the information out, and we can't thank you enough. We have to save our kids because they are our future. They're the future of America. And right now, experts are telling us, and I believe this, that if we don't do something about it, our kids will be the first generation who do not live as long as their parents in America. 50% of Americans will be burying their children. It's just outrageous. We're supposed to have the best medical system in the world. No, we have the worst. We have the most expensive, but not the best. And to save our kids, we've got to get them on the 90 essential nutrients. And before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in, from the moment they're born, so when they get old enough to have their own kids, they will be steeped in these 90 essential nutrients to prevent every birth defect you can name, and 10 times that many you can't. And we're talking about everything. We're talking about spina bifida. We're talking about cerebral palsy. We're talking about heart defects, cleft palate, cleft lip, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy. We're talking about things like... Okay, and so we're talking about every birth defect you can name, including transgender kids. These are actually made at the 3rd to 7th week of pregnancy because the mother's missing nutrients, and this is preventable. Transgender kids are something you got to love them where they're at, but we don't necessarily have to have any more transgender kids born. Okay, and this is something when somebody gets married, instead of giving them a set of towels with their monogram on it, you give them all 90 essential nutrients. They get engaged, you give them all 90 essential nutrients instead of a set of linens. And we will save America.
This is so extreme. Next, you're going to say that humans need oxygen and that plants need carbon dioxide. You're saying we need vitamin C and vitamin D and iodine? You're saying we need selenium? It's like saying fish need water to live in. That is extreme. That you would teach something alternative to the government. You're just an extremist.
Well, just to kind of end it up in a sentence or two, doing what we're doing, and just eating well, trying to get everything we need, would be the same thing as putting Texas dirt into your car. Put 6 quarts of Texas dirt in your car instead of oil. And you say, well, there's probably some oil in there because it's Texas dirt. And that's how insane it is to just eat well and expect to get everything you need. Ask Steve Jobs how it worked for him. He died at 56 because he ate well, cooked everything in extra, 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 virgin olive oil. And he died of a cancer that's produced by his diet. His chef killed him as sure as he shot him in the head.
Break down briefly that diet.
Well, the diet is no bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, including olive oil and coconut oil, absolutely no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And then you have to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients. There's zones on Earth. There's 20 places on Earth where people have them naturally in the soil, and they're still burning wood and taking the wood ashes and putting them in their garden, so they're getting those minerals recycled. That ended for us here in America at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, when Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Everybody flipped over to electricity, stopped burning wood. We had no more wood ashes to put in our garden. And that was the beginning of the end. In 1936, U.S. Senate Document 264 came out. U.S. Senate Document 264 came out and said there's no longer enough nutritional minerals in our soil to support human health.
So they started artificially adding just a few, but it's not what we need. Dr. Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie fame, and, of course, the new book, Epigenetics, InfoWarsHealth.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, God bless you, Alex, for all the great stuff you do. Thank you so much for your hospitality. Look forward to working with you for another 100 years, buddy.
All right. He's awesome. And, again, if you go to InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, you can order online there the great longevity products and support our broadcast as well. Find the book there. And you can also call the toll-free number, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, and find all the videos and information and the NBA stars and folks that changed their lives, Theo Ratliff and others. Find it all there on the site. Okay, we're going to get Gerald Celente on now for the balance of the hour. And I'm just going to go through news with him and get his take on all of it. But when I called to get him on today, and I appreciate him coming on short notice, I did it because he's always getting really exercised and upset and should be about the IRS grabbing people's bank accounts because they make small cash deposits. That's not illegal. Or because they take cash out. The war on cash. I mean, we've had the government to harass us when we go to Bilderberg and stuff, cancel our rent cards, cancel my credit cards. I'll take secret cards I open up right before just so I have them. I give thousands of dollars to each crew member because that's what they need just to get around and pay their bills. And you go to the bank and I go, yeah, I need $12,000 out. And they'll go, excuse me? And I go, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of payroll going through your bank every few weeks. You're acting like I'm bad wanting $12,000? They get a bank manager over, and what's this for, Mr. Jones? I go, we got to fill out a report. Fill out your suspicious person's report. I'm not going to tell you what cash is. I pay the fake IRS tax. I jump through all the hoops. This is how they persecute people. The Tea Party, gun owners, you name it. We have to break the IRS and abolish them, not grovel to them. And the know your customer garbage that George Herbert Walker Bush got through, where they surveil every purchase you make. The government does without warrants. And that's back in the news today. So I wanted to get Gerald Celente on about that. Also, feds urge banks to call cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more. This is on InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com story by Paul Joseph Watson, also on DrudgeReport.com. The Justice Department is ordering bank employees to consider calling the cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more. So now it's not even a fake know your customer. It's just call the cops. A chilling example of how the war on cash is intensifying. Banks are already required to file suspicious activity reports on their customers with threats of fines and even jail time for directors of financial institutions don't meet quotas. But as investor and financial blogger Simon Black points out last week, a, quote, senior official from the Justice Department spoke to a group of bankers about the need for them to rat out their customers to the police for stuff that's not illegal. But then they misapply and claim, well, I as an agent believe it's money laundering. So then they indict you off of their belief. Well, I believe you're Santa Claus. Doesn't mean it's true.
Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell gave a speech in which she urged banks to, quote, alert law enforcement authorities about the problem so the police can seize the funds. See, because cops will say under federal asset forfeiture, $1,000 is something they're going to seize because they can test the money and find drugs on it. Almost all money has drugs on it, or at least initiate an investigation. So rat them out so we can bank rob them on the road when they leave.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Well, when I saw these stories in the New York Times and up on InfoWars.com, feds urged banks to call cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more, I had to get Gerald Celente on. And they tell the cops, we're going to call you so you can pull them over and seize the cash when they leave, and it's your money. But they say, oh, under asset forfeiture seizure, it doesn't need to be illegal. And then almost all money
has trace drugs on it, so that's their argument. And they're seizing old ladies' restaurants, you name it. That's in the New York Times. They had hearings on it last month, but they're not stopping. I want to thank the crew, by the way, for doing a great job. Cut to them in the TV studio. If you're radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com/show, and you can see the crew in there doing a great job. But I wanted to get Gerald Celente on about this and just the whole waterfront of what's going on, because I've been doing this 23 years, 20 years on air. I was a guest on other shows and things 22 years ago, but I've been on air with my own show for 22 years. We're now seeing more tyranny in a week than I would see in 6 months previous. I mean, the power grabbing over the internet and over the borders imploding and global treaties that no one's allowed to see and just all of it. Police in Wisconsin to take DNA forcibly from anyone with a misdemeanor. Stories about police with the CIA now grabbing your data without warrants. I mean, this is all mainstream news. Gerald Celente, what in the world is going on? What are the elites doing? Because it's not just happening here, it's happening all over the world. And I know your pet peeve is this war on cash. They want us cashless so they can put global taxes, currency taxes, money transfer taxes, and track everything we do. They want to illegally surveil us. I guess now putting your blinds down will be illegal. I mean, it is not illegal to get cash. What is going on? I know you've really written about this and talked about this. Internal capital controls.
Well, on the money end, you know, I wrote back in 2009 when things were really shaky, I tried taking money out of a key bank over here. We did a story in the Trends Journal about how they harassed me and had me sign all these papers. And I had to put up a fuss to get my money. And then back in, as a matter of fact, I even did it on your show. A few years later, it happened to me again at HSBC. Oh, it was an ugly picture. I threatened to call the police. They would not give me my money. And it was well over $5,000. And they kept asking me what I was going to use the money for. And I kept saying, none of your business. Who do you think you are? You didn't ask me where I got the money from when I put it in your bank. How dare you ask me? This went on for almost a day. Then you start adding up the pieces. 2011, Halloween night, the perfect time for the clowns to pull a dirty trick. John the Slime Corzine, everybody's democratic lovely boy from Jersey, former head of the Goldman Sachs gang, a low-life piece of garbage who gets a free ride for bringing down MF Global. Remember I had my money with them and I couldn't get it out. And then they ended up taking a good, not a huge part, but a piece of it. And it only took me a couple of years to get it back. And I told the story of what happened on 9/11. When I saw the trade towers coming down, the first thing I did, I picked up the phone. I had money in Fleet Bank, certificates of deposit. In those days, Alex, they used to have a thing called interest rates where you could make money on them. So I had our company's money in CDs up in Fleet Bank up in Boston. I said, oh, this is Mr. Celente. I'd like my money transferred to the Rhinebeck, my Rhinebeck account. Because I don't know, I'm watching the trade towers come down. Hey, something they never talk about, all those military guys. Remember somebody whacked the Pentagon? Yeah, I remember that one too. So I don't know if there's going to be a nuclear explosion on one of the rotted power plants on the Hudson River, Indian Point. So if that happens, I want to get out of here. So I want to get my money, you know, Gerald Celente's, GC's, 3G's. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. I'm going to head to Canada, 4.5 hours away from here. From Canada, I could go anywhere. So they say to me before I give them my wire transfer information, Mr. Celente, certificates of deposit are financial instruments. And Wall Street is closed. You can't get your money. Three strikes, you're out. I got three strikes against me. They wouldn't give me my money on 9/11. HSBC slimers wouldn't give me my money. the Key Bank lowlife.
And Corzine grabbed your money, so that's four strikes. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about the big picture, the hell of a cashless robo-apocalypse when everything is digital. The Mark of the Beast with Gerald Celente.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
One of the big shining posts of living in a hardcore tyranny is capital controls. And the TSA now admits that's going to be part of their job. They claim if the IRS has an investigation going on you, not an indictment, not a criminal investigation, just has your name in a file, you won't be able to fly out of the country. Now they're talking about if you haven't had vaccines, you can't fly. It's all outside of law. And the New York Times comes out and says, yeah, they take old ladies' money with no criminal records. And even after tax money, the IRS just takes their accounts. Tens of thousands of people a year. And now the feds are giving speeches. Assistant Attorney General Leslie Cadwell gave a speech in which she urged banks to alert law enforcement authorities about a problem. This is a quote, so that police can, quote, seize the funds or at least initiate an investigation. So the cops pull you over and just grab the money out of your car, and then the feds get 20% of it, locals get 80%. That's federalization. As Black highlights, according to the handbook for the Federal Financial Institution Examination Council, such suspicious activity includes transactions conducted or attempted by at the bank or an affiliate and aggregating 5,000 or more. People think it's still 10, so they get under that they're trying to hide when you're doing nothing wrong. You'd be insane not to have 5-10% of your cash, you know, in a safe or something. Black provides a chilling scenario under which an attempt to withdraw your own money from your bank account could end with a home visit from the cops. And they go through it, how they're doing it. And again, under asset forfeiture seizure and the drug laws, you see these cases where the cops pull you over. It's usually really corrupt jurisdictions that fully do this. And it'll be an old lady, and they'll say, what's in your purse? And they'll see $2,000, knowing old ladies carry a lot of cash because they're smart from the Depression. And they'll just take it. So if you don't like it, they'll see the judge. The judge will say, we're going to test that, man. This has come out on the news hundreds of times. We find any drug residue, we're going to take your car and indict you. Because the federal law says we can, which it really doesn't, but they misinterpret and have kept juries that'll do it. And a lot of times they say, okay, go ahead and do it. Then they'll test the money. And, of course, almost all money has some drug residues on it. They'll say, all right, we're indicting you. My cousins are all on the jury. And that's what goes on from upstate New York to East Texas. And those are the bad cops. And the feds wrote it all. They did it all. It is beyond Boss Hogg and Roscoe Pico train. Those are angels compared to this. And then the big banks, pull up Bloomberg, $378 billion, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, launder drug money, didn't even get in trouble from 2005 to 2008 when they got, quote, caught. I mean, they were leasing and running the drug aircraft. You know, the cops will be out here looking for drugs on the street when the big banks are laundering the money by the trillions every decade. $500 billion a year in drug money in the U.S. alone. Our troops load it on the C-130s and fly it here. When they couldn't hide it anymore, they just put it on the news. Going back to Gerald Celente, this is about social control. Whether people believe in the Bible or not, it's the same thing. Where everything's tracked, everything's traced, everything's looked at by the NSA, all these other agencies, they follow everything you do. They built back doors into everything, letting the hackers get into the back doors and create all the financial crises we see with credit cards getting canceled every few weeks now. And debit cards. So cashless is a disaster. And then if we want to have cash, because it's fun to give somebody a tip in cash or fun to, you know, give bonuses in cash at Christmas, I'm supposedly dirty to take after-tax money and give it to people. I mean, this is so sick. We live in a prison in this country. It's like Forbes saying the war on lemonade stands. They don't want barter. They don't want grassroots. What's really behind it, Gerald Celente?
I believe that this latest issue about notifying the police with withdrawals is fear of a banking crisis. And that's why I was relating to what has happened to me in the past. They cannot afford a run on the banks because there is no dough in the banks to really cover this. You look what happened, Alex, at the end of 2014, when all of a sudden Jamie Legs Diamond over there from the J.P. Morgan Chase gang actually gave Congress the language to put in about credit default swaps to be part of the balance sheets in banks. So essentially, all these trillions in derivatives and credit default swaps that the banks are gambling with, now they're covered by supposedly FDIC. And then you add on top of that the legislation with the bail-ins that allows the banks to grab your dough if it can't be covered by insurance. I believe that this is being done to dissuade people from taking their money out of banks and to penalize them when they do. Because I believe there's going, and, you know, it's not only me. It's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Well, we've seen the bail-ins in Cyprus and other areas. This is the globalist model everywhere else they've been. I mean, Obama's talking about tax increases by executive order. Totally illegal. They're talking about grabbing education funds, calling them trust funds. I mean, they are really gearing up, Gerald.
Exactly. And, again, you look at David Stockman's work, all of us. We're all saying that this Ponzi scheme is going to collapse. You see what happens, Alex, even when they hint about raising interest rates, the market goes into panic because the low interest rates have allowed this Ponzi scheme to continue to go. And now they're doing it, of course, over in Europe with their quantitative easing and over there. You know, it's one country after another. So what we're saying is this is going to collapse. When it collapses, there's going to be panic. When there's panic, people will go to the banks.
That's right.
When they go to the banks, they're going to get nothing.
Well, it's clear that we've got a lot of special interests that are out of control, and I've studied history. Elites always think they're invincible. The white shoe boys, that you call them, the Harvard gang, there's no way they're going to get away with this. I mean, they're even training, Gerald, to have the military take over domestically, as you know, and admitting it. But the military is getting screwed over worse than anybody. I mean, who would have the nerve to put even young men and women with treatable diseases on do not treat list at the VA? I mean, they are, our government is so illegitimate, Gerald. Where do you see all this going? I mean, Washington is so blackmailed. Congress, you know, wouldn't even stop the FCC grabbing the internet. They're just, Obama's dissolved the borders. They're about to sign the Pacific Partnership in secret. I mean, we are living in just a crazy time. Where is it all going?
Again, you know, we're looking at a collapse. And it's not only in the United States. Look what's going on around the world. Whether it's the Podemos party in Spain, whether it's UKIP in the UK, Le Pen's party got, what, 25% of the vote? You're going to start seeing more and more revolution take place. The people have had it. You know the numbers. What is it, 1%? According to Oxfam, is going to control 99% of all the money next year.
But, I mean,
year?
How can the elites then know that there's a class war against the middle class going on by the elite and then try to sick the giant underclass on the middle class and start a race war? That's not, that dog's not hunting. Clearly the Democrats and George Soros, well, they admit it's been released, are spending hundreds of millions total and putting up fake stickers in Austin saying white only to get us all fighting with each other and divide and conquer, Gerald. I don't see Washington's balkanization plan working.
Well, it's not going to, and it is going to be chaos and more mayhem. There's absolutely no question about it. You even have guys like this Paul Tudor Jones, one of the, some name like that. You know, they always have these very important names like Tudor. And, he's coming out, big hedge fund guy, warning about what's going to happen with the middle class dissolving.
And you know what Tudor means. That's British royalty, a British house that fell hundreds of years ago. But exactly, you look at the elite in our country, people always obsess over their ethnicity. A lot of them are connected to British royalty. And then you see our tabloids worshiping British royalty. It's like a Twilight Zone episode, Gerald.
It is. And it's exactly, look, Alex, the fish rots from the head down. It's a truism. We have become a murderous criminal class run by two mafias. I should say the Bloods and the Crips, the Democrats and Republicans. How many more people do they have to murder in the name of the name of freedom and democracy? And how much more of our money do they have to steal in the name of too big to fail?
And they've maneuvered us into total bankruptcy. They're trying to hurt the dollar long term. What do you think their exit strategy is? I mean, do they have a method to their madness? Because I see the London Guardian and others reporting on what we've said forever. They're building secret underground bunkers and castles in the Ozarks. They're building landing strips in New Zealand in the middle of nowhere and putting in guard houses with up to 20 armed, you know, mercenaries that they give endowments to live with them for life. I mean, the elite have been really good at screwing everybody over, but now they're going to have to live in armored fortresses. That's the scariest part for me, is that the elite are digging in, Gerald.
They don't have a clue what to do. It's out of their control. It's out of control. It is spun out of control. Look, tell me one victory in any field, whether it's military, not since World War II, with the exception, of course, of Grenada and Panama, healthcare, education, environment, everything they touch, they turn to failure.
But they've been good at robbing us. They've been good at robbing us, making us sick and dumb, and destroying the middle class.
They have destroyed the middle class. It's in front of us. The numbers, again, don't lie. You have a gap between the rich and the poor that, what, according to the Pew Research Center, is back to the Gilded Age days and even worse. The middle class is shot in this country. We don't even have a day of rest anymore.
Rome in its most corrupt years, you know, the 200s and 300s, had a bigger middle class than we have.
Yeah. So it has collapsed. And what, again, going back to this banking issue, I really believe it's there to dissuade people to try to get their money out. And by the way, that's why I believe in gold. And again, guns, gold, and a getaway.
Hey, even if it goes up or down, doesn't matter. At least you got something buried on the back 40 and everything goes to hell. Everybody knows gold and silver has value.
Well, think of it like this. You're getting negative interest rates over in Europe. You put your money in the bank, they're going to charge you to keep it there 0.25%. Take out a German bond, a Danish, Austrian, a whole bunch of them, a five-year bond. You're going to pay this much for it, and you're going to get that much back. You're going to get less back, negative yields. Why would anybody in their right mind buy a German, Austrian, Danish bond that they know they're going to get paid less at maturity? When, do you think that gold prices are going to be lower than they are now in 5 years?
No, they can't keep it upside down forever. It is just wild. Now, I was reading different European countries, they make you pay interest to keep your money in a bank. So it's the opposite, inverse of reality.
Exactly, and it goes back to what you were saying about why they're sicking the cops on us. And by the way, the police in this country have become nothing more than enforcers for the crime bosses. You mentioned about all those scandals in the banks. You didn't see one head roll. And it's the same thing when you go down to the lower levels of the police. They commit these heinous crimes. Nobody's head rolls. So they take care of each other. You protect me, I'll take care of you. And that's what it's become. They've become enforcers for the Democratic and Republican crime bosses. Have you seen, there's not one major bank, and I love the language they use. They committed a misdeed. No, we misspoke. No, we misled. How about grand larceny? Never do you hear that. And not one, again, not one major conviction under that Eric Holder, who was the so-called attorney general and still tries to play the role, during the Obama administration, who as the man of change and hope you can believe in, campaigned or lied about how Wall Street was going to pay the price for their criminality. So the police in this country have become enforcers for the crime bosses.
That's right. With HSBC and others, they can launder hundreds of billions, and then they pay $111 million in the case of Wells Fargo on $300-plus billion, and then HSBC was a bigger fine, $1.9, but only because it was Swiss. But that's still a small fraction of what they've done. Meanwhile, old ladies who run tiny little Mexican food restaurants who are citizens and things, it's in the New York Times, goes every day and deposits the cash. It's their total earnings in a cash, and then they put it in the bank, and they seize it, saying it's criminal because she put it in the bank. I mean, it's just rape everyone. It's just rape the little guy, Gerald.
Again, the fish rots from the head down. You have immorality being brought to the top by Washington, and so the people are behaving as their leaders.
Well, Gerald, I agree with you that the police in many jurisdictions are out of control, but they are. They have indicted, you know, the cop in Albuquerque that, you know, said, I'm going to kill the homeless guy and dead. I do see a lot of departments, it's a dichotomy.
It's minor compared to how they bust our shops all the time.
No, I get it. I get it. Especially, I've been up there in the East. They're really arrogant. But expanding on this, all I'm saying is, what's the master plan then? You've been a big political advisor and consultant. Why is Soros funding riots against the police? Are they trying to get a class war going?
Yeah, they have a class war going. A class war and a racial war keep being initiated by the governments and by these crazy people. Again, you look at what's going on in this country. Look how many of these young kids are growing up with no parents, whacked out on drugs. There's no job futures. How about all those college students that graduate with what? 40, 50, 60, 70,000, $100,000 worth of debt, and they got a degree in art history? I mean, come on.
Let me ask you this question. The arrogance of government does roll downhill, and so I'm guessing, have you had police get in your face or be rude, and what do you say to them when they do?
What's that?
Have you had the police treat you like garbage, and what do you say when they do?
You know, I've had the police treat me in lousy ways, rolling through a stop sign and then being nasty about it. Happened over here about a year ago. Yeah, most of them, the local police, I have to tell you, in Kingston, they don't break anybody's chops because they have real problems in a couple of bad neighborhoods, and they concentrate on that, and they have a police chief and a mayor that really makes it that...
Well, that's what I'm getting at, Gerald, is the media is creating the perception that the police are out of control, and they certainly are at many levels, and the system lets them do it, but they're trying to create a bigger perception to blame everything on the police instead of the political elite. What I'm saying is we need to blame the political elite that set this up.
But again, you know, I mentioned about the local police, then there's the state troopers. Man, I mean, you know, you can't go out and have a drink, you know, without them, you know, walk the line, do this, bend over, bow down. No, it's really, it's out of line.
Well, it didn't used to happen in America. It's definitely not freedom.
No.
Gerald Celente, I want to hit geopolitical issues with you straight ahead. I want to tell folks about your New Trends Journal. I've also got one of your journals from years ago where you predicted a bunch of this, and I wanted to read those quotes. Gerald Celente is our guest. You'll definitely want to stay with us for the conclusion of the transmission. TrendsResearch.com. Go there, get the Trends Research Journal.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I'm
5, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. One reason we're seeing the tyranny expand so fast is that people are waking up. There's a lot of good news happening every day as well. Monsanto hit with fine for genetically contaminating wheat supply. Monsanto chief admits hubris is to blame for public fears over GM. No, we've read the studies. Robots to replace half of jobs over the next 20 years. Apple's Wozniak warns that AI is being designed to basically take over. Now algorithms are deciding whom to hire based on voice. Why are the elites trying to build a world that isn't based on humans? I mean, I know they believe they're going to merge with machines and be gods. It just sounds like more delusional craziness out of the elites. Where do you in the long term see humanity going? Do you have a good prognosis, Gerald Celente?
Well, if it keeps going in the direction it is, there's no question about it. You know, we're dumbing down at great levels. You know, artificial intelligence, right? Yeah, artificial intelligence is as great as artificial flavors or artificial coloring and artificial food. And that's where it's going.
Gerald, looking at the entire planet right now, what do you think the next big hotspot is?
Well, I believe it's going to be the Middle East and Ukraine. You saw Congress came out recently and voted a resolution. What was it, about 300-something? Hello?
Yes, Gerald, can you hear us talking?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you just paused and you're saying hello. Are you hearing any audio come across?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, good. You're just pausing when I'm letting you talk, and so I'm just wondering, are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I hear you fine. The hot spots, Alex, I believe are going to be Ukraine and the Middle East. You just saw a resolution passed in Congress to arm Ukraine, Western Ukraine, Kiev, with lethal weapons. Great. That'll make things really nice.
Well, Gerald, what can we do from your historical research to try to stop this?
We need a new third party, as I see it. It just can't go on like this. I don't care who's going to lead either party. They're too corrupt. They're too in bed with the special interests. Let's stop calling it the House of Representatives. The only ones they represent are the people that give them money. And the people that give them the most money are the drug companies, the communications industry, the military-industrial and cyber-industrial complex.
What about voting with our dollars? You always talk about creating local communities, farmers markets, supporting local shops. Is it the model of us wrecking the globalist Monsanto and McDonald's, profits plunging? Isn't voting with our dollars really the best revolutionary thing we've got right now?
Right now it is, but it's at a smaller level, and it's going to take a lot of time. It has to start from the community. But, Alex, we're going into the 2016 elections, and it's going to be one party or another. And as you're looking at it now, it's not even a two-party system. It's a two-family system. I mean, you know how many times I'm sick of hearing about Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton?
What a joke.
What a joke.
That shows how out of touch the political class is to think that we would support either one of those people.
Exactly. And they're being shoved down our throat. Could you look at the dignity of the White House, how low it has sunk? Could you imagine Dwight D. Eisenhower yucking it up with his Kimmel character or another one?
It's all a complete joke. All they give us is hype instead of a prosperity. We're going to end the main transmission, but do some overdrive with Gerald Celente and Infowars.com/show. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA.
DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.